The year that made me.
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 What's the year that made you? Actually, that's well, not important right now because we're going to talk to somebody else and discover the year that made this person. Now, this morning, he's a musician, a composer, a comedian, an actor. He has won multiple awards, Green Room Awards, Helpman Awards. He's even been in Alexander Downer's tights at one time. Who is this man? Here's a clue.
There's a little dance and it goes like this. Everybody loves to do the teddy bear twist.
Yes, the unmistakable voice of Eddie Perfect.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks.
Your new incarnation as Play School host.
It's true. Everybody does love to do the teddy bear twist.
Does it annoy everybody on Play School that Big Ted gets the biggest trailer?
Oh, no. Big Ted gets stuffed in the same cupboard as everyone. No, I'm joking. He does take up a lot of room. But, yeah, I don't have as big a connection to Big Ted. I find him a little stiff.
Okay. Well, look, he's done it all.
He's seen it all.
A bit jaded, really.
He's seen him come and go.
He's sort of the Bert Newton of stuffed animals.
He's not going to take the time to learn my name because it's just another. Yeah, there'll be another one along soon.
Is it a big moment, the Play School thing?
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely massive. It's such a such an institution to be a part of. It really was very and continues to be very exciting, although now I'm just kind of down into it. I've done eight episodes, and I know where the toilets are now and how not to bump into the furniture, and it's good. Yeah, I really love it as a gig.
What surprised you about it?
What surprised me about it is how mentally challenging it is.
Mm.
I'm fortunate in the fact that my career has meant that I've got a really good memory because I've exercised it so much. You know, being a piano player and a songwriter and a performer and an accompanist and all those sorts of things and doing, you know, barrels of gigs as a singer means that I learn material really quickly, learn lyrics really quickly, and I can hold them in my mind once I've heard them once, really. I've got a good, really good memory for that.
Well,
and that spills over. Yeah, but it's also just like it's just a skill you get better at the more you do it. And it extends to being able to learn lines, which is great. I can learn lines pretty quickly. And but Play School is really hard to learn. What really stitches you up is there's a lot of repetition with slight variation every time. That's really tricky. And there's a lot of business. So if you're doing what they call a told story, which is when you and your co-presenter are acting out a story or you're manipulating toys as characters to tell a story, you know, apart from the fact that you've got to find a differentiated voice for every single character and to remember their lines, you also have to narrate the story, and it's all this stuff, you know, you're dealing with sand or dirt or objects or props or, you know, toys, and it's just a lot to...
It's a stack of craft in there.
So you get through, and they can go for a long time. Like, we did one, we opened with Justine Clark and I was shooting an episode on Wednesday, and the opening scene, for want of a better word, was a told story, and it went for 15 minutes. So that's a really long time. And you're in the middle of it, you're thinking, oh, what does little Ted do next?
What's little Ted's motivation?
Yeah. So, you know, I might paraphrase a little bit here and there, but I'm not too bad. It's as long as you're telling the story, people are pretty happy.
Eddie Perfect, and it says on your Twitter bio, my real name. So there you were, born to the perfect family of Mentone, born into hyperbole.
I was born into hyperbole, and I paid, you know, the price for it time and time again. I used to get it when I was sort of fresh out of drama school and auditioning for shows. You know, I'd walk in and people would look at, you know, you have a headshot stapled to a bio, which at that point was pretty short. And, you know, there'd be maybe an international casting team. And they'd all look up with these sort of withered glances saying, well, are you? You know, and then you go, well, obviously, we're going to find out. So, you know.
Quickly he learned that riposte.
Yeah.
When did you work out you were talented?
With music, there's a lot of really interesting music in our house. And I remember I got sent along to Yamaha Music School in Malvern at the age of 5, I think. And that was, I was learning piano and I was also in the kind of Yamaha choir, and we would do music lessons. And as soon as they started, I just had this overwhelming sense that I get this. I get how this works. I get how music works. I had really good ears.
But you went on to be, you play, you sing, you act, you write. That is the full suite.
A lot of being a student and being a young performer or writer is just doing it and then finding out. You can either judge by reactions by your teachers, lecturers or mentors, or you work it out when you put it in front of an audience. I remember doing acting scenes at WAPA, the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts, and my objective was literally, can I act? That's what I'm doing this scene for, to find out if I can act. And then you finish and you get a lot of, kind of detailed notes, this didn't make sense, or this choice was unusual, and you get right down to, drama school, it really breaks you down. But I remember having to go after doing that scene. I had to go to the head of acting, and I just sort of knocked on her door and I went, yeah, yes, but can I act? I literally said that, which she found really funny.
Eddie Perfect is the guest. We're in the year that made me, and Eddie Perfect's year is 2004. Do tell.
It's a bit of a weird concept, this show. It puts a lot of pressure onto one year. So I was like,
there have been so many.
Everything kind of changes you. And my wife is not particularly pleased that I didn't pick the year I met her.
It's a can of worms, this, isn't it?
Yeah, for me, 2004 was a really important year. As I was saying, I studied music theatre at the West Australian Academy of Performing Arts in Perth and Mount Lawley, and it was an incredible training ground. It's like boot camp. It really is immense contact hours, and it is all practical. There's only one subject that's academic that involves writing anything. Everything else is physically being in the room, learning to act, learning to perform, learning to move, learning to sing, learning to dance. So culturally, what happened at WAPA was a really strong sense that your objective is to be as widely castable as you can possibly be. And that's a very strong desire when you come out of WAPA. I was really interested in composing, writing songs, and I was writing, and there were lots of people creating and performing cabaret shows, and I ended up writing songs for a whole bunch of different people, personalized songs about things that they wanted to a brief for their shows, and I put all those songs together into a show called Welcome to the Inside of Ed's Head. It was the first time I'd done a whole night of my own material, and it really worked with everyone else singing the songs. And after that, I decided to create a show called Angry Eddie, which the concept of was, politically at the time, it was in the middle of the Children Overboard scandal. The Howard government had been
because you've got a pretty strong political consciousness. This is evident.
We'd gone to war in Iraq, and I'd been at all of the anti-war protests, and I was very angry with the Conservative government. I wanted to create this character that was everything I wasn't. Was the guy in the protest march with the megaphone. So I created this character, Angry Eddie, and it was really just sort of a stage version of me that was a lot more abrasive and confrontational. And I'd done a run of it at Chapel Off Chapel, and it was really successful. And I decided that I wanted to put it in the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And I went from knowing nothing about the comedy world, knowing no one in the comedy world, and my show, it really took off. Word of mouth spread. The show was, not only shortlisted for a Barry Award, but I was nominated for Best Newcomer Award, and also a new award called the Golden Gibbo Award, named after Linda Gibson, which sort of was designed to celebrate non-traditional stand-up form, things that were outside that remit. And we ended up winning Best Newcomer and the Golden Gibbo Award. I met my manager out of that, and it was a real paradigm shift from me wanting validation from someone else to me going, you know what, I'm going to control my own career, I'm going to produce my own shows, I'm going to write my own shows, and for me, it's more important to do that than it is to go and work with another company. And that's a decision that has completely defined my entire career today.
And the final validation here, Eddie Perfect, you're the first person ever in this segment to bring in their own music, and it's from that show.
Yes, yes.
So there you go.
There you go.
You've chosen Dwayne's song, Some of My Best Friends Are Aboriginal.
Now, this song really, it sets the tone of the whole show, really. I think it's the best representation from the show. It came out of a real-life event where I met a guy at a party my sister had, Who was from Perth, and Perth, it can be quite a racist place when it comes to Indigenous people. And he was really going to town on Indigenous people, and I confronted him, which is sort of awkward at a party, and he, you know, came back with that classic riposte, which is, hey, don't get me wrong, some of my best friends are Aboriginal. And so I went away and I wrote this song about Dwayne's imaginary Aboriginal friends, and I performed this song all over the country, including the Northern Territory, and... You know, it really sort of defined what the style I was going for, which was to make theatre and cabaret original but unsafe, that an audience could be listening to a song and not quite sure where they're going to go. And it, what it does is it sort of sifts around and it finds a raw, exposed nerve. And, you know, our relationship with the Indigenous people of Australia is a really raw nerve in Australia that we haven't really gone back and addressed. And this sort of puts its finger right on it in what I hope would be a satirical and funny way.
Eddie, perfect. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Bitch behind my back when I'm gone. My friends who are Greek spit on me whenever they speak. And those Italians, or friends from Tibet, they're so damn insensitive, it makes me upset. But there's one race of people I love best of all. Some of my best friends are Aboriginal.
Song is... of Eddie's. 2004, the year, Angry Eddie was the show, and the song is Dwayne's song. Eddie Perfect performing Songs from the Middle as part of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival this Thursday, 18 June. Also Saturday, the 20th of June. Off then to the Melbourne Recital Centre on Friday, 26th of June, and coming to play school sometime soon near you.
Always. Always.
Eddie, thank you so much.
A pleasure.